Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light.
Really?
Oh, so drag them into the light. So, yeah, so today will be no different. Before we get started, we have the Crotch Shot Radio Show Cougar to send us off. Cougar, down Cougar. Yeah, I'd like to give a big shout out to Leticia. She's listening right now on iTunes. What's up? I don't even know how she's listening. So, I don't know how she's listening on iTunes. I guess she's streaming it somehow. But, yeah. So, yeah, today we're doing news and commentary like we always do, because there's always a shitload of news, man. There's a lot of news today. So, here it is. First one. Marine biologist claims U.S. Coast Guard involved in core exit spraying. Marine biologist working with a group of environmentalists to save sea turtles claims the U.S. Coast Guard is involved in spraying a toxic chemical dispersant over the Gulf of Mexico and says it's already traveled inland. And mind you, the Coast Guard was supposed to stay out of the cleanup. It was mostly supposed to be BP, but looks like I said before, we were going to end up paying for it. And Core Exit, as I actually explained a few weeks ago, is a company that's most of its shares are owned by BP. So they're buying Core Exit, and they're still making money from the stock market because this is indexed. So, I mean, that's why they're using Core Exit, and they're not using another dispersant that is not as toxic and which is a better dispersant to get rid of the oil. But hey, that business. So anyways, do I think there's dispersants coming in and mixing with our everyday lives? Dr. Chris Benoch asked, speaking with a group of activists. Absolutely, he pronounced. Benoch, a marine biologist and toxicologist who works with the Sea Turtle Restoration Project, was speaking to a group of activists who call themselves Project Gulf Impact. Video of the interview quickly made its way to the internet, where it has sparked renewed concern about the kerosene-like oil dispersant substance Core Exit being sprayed all over the Gulf. The Gulf of Mexico, in the wake of the worst environmental accident in human history. BP, the oil company responsible for the broken deepwater well that has been gushing oil and gas unabated since April 22nd, has been dumping massive amounts of chemical stock ever since the disaster began as a way of keeping the oil off the water surface. Thinned by dispersing, the oil mixes with the water column and forms underwater plumes that are less likely to wash ashore or be measured by satellite photography. After initially approving Core Exit, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency retracted its allowance and ordered BP to stop dumping the mysterious chemical substance by Sunday, May 23rd. BP ignored the order and it had purchased more than a third of the world's supply of Core Exit and was in the process of mass producing more in Sugarland, Texas. Again, the reason why they did this is because BP has stock in the company that produces Core Exit. So it's in their best interest to buy their own product, because ultimately it's cheaper for them. Very much so cheaper for them. Because they're going to be making money off. It's like selling yourself something. Yeah, you're not going to get all your money back. But, I mean, because you got to, you know, you're not going to make a profit, but you're not going to lose that much money. Because you're still getting a cut back of what you bought from yourself. And plus, it raises the stock because, oh, wow, look, you know, they're making more money. You know, we're making more money. We're you know, it's a whole big old scam going on. Of course, there's a lot better for the environment dispersants. There's a lot dispersants that are a lot less harmful on the environment. And, of course. So, let me see what's going on here. What's going on? Next article we got here. Who else is... So yeah, what else we got here? Oh yeah, study links Vatican radio waves to cancer risk report. Vatican City, a court-ordered study has found that electromagnetic waves beamed from Vatican radio leaves residents living near the station's antennas at higher risk of cancer, Italian media said Wednesday. There has been an important, coherent, and meaningful correlation between exposure to Vatican radio's structures and the risk of leukemia and lymphoma in children, the report said, according to the Daily La Stampa. The report also warned of risks of dying of cancer for people who had resided at least 10 years within 9-kilometer or 5.5-mile radius of the radio's giant antenna towers near Cesano, some 20 kilometers north of Rome. The radio's director, Federico Lombardi, disputed the report, saying Vatican Radio is astonished to hear the news on these results of the study. Oh my goodness. Jesus wouldn't allow this. Oh, wait a minute. The Black Pope would. Yeah, the Black Pope would definitely would. Or maybe the Jesuits. Jesuits don't give a crap about people. That's what I'm hearing. Anyways. Speaking on Vatican Radio, he said, according to the international scientific literature on the matter, the existence of a casual link that, like the one apparently hypothesized by the report, had never been established. A Rome judge ordered the report in 2005 as part of an investigation into a complaint filed in 2001 by Cesano residents who alleged health hazard posed by electromagnetic waves. Vatican Radio's then-president Roberto Tucci and director Pasquale Bergamo Gomeo, were among defendants in the case that was thrown out last year after a statute of limitations expired. At the time, Lombardi said he was not satisfied by the results, since he had expected an acquittal. The Vatican spokesman said the Holy See would soon publish its own expert's conclusion in the case. Of course, you gotta, you know, trust the very people that care about kids. They care about kids so much that when they get molested, they just shuffle them around. You know, that's great. So here it is. Here's another article we got going on here. This one's kind of hilarious to me. So, Arizona GOP candidate calls for cutting off illegal immigrants' utilities. Arizona's campaign against Mexican immigrants seems to intensify with every passing week. This latest round of escalation, however, has even some proponents of getting tough on illegal immigrants wondering if it's just gone a bit too far. The state has been at the very epicenter of America's immigration debate ever since the passage of Senate Bill 1070, which allows police the right to detain anyone suspected of being undocumented. in spite of the rapid loud backlash against the move. From all appearance, the law have only sparked greater emphasis on and increased hatred of immigrants in public life. Enter former Republican State Representative Barry Wong, who hopes to win a job atop the Arizona Corporate Commission, which oversees the state's utilities. His plan to get elected promised to cut off electricity, water, and gas to all illegal immigrants, even though his idea is completely unenforceable. Yeah, let's start with, you know, this is more proof that both Republican and Democrats, well, I mean, are just both full of crap. Unenforceable. So let's, and plus, if it does become enforceable, what's to stop him? Like, oh, well, he's a 9/11 truther. He has, let's violate their human rights because, hey, they need water. They want to cut off the water and gas. So that way people could starve because they can't cook for themselves and they probably they'll dehydrate because they can't drink any water. This is just opening up more precedent for them to do it to regular citizens. I mean, yeah, I'm for enforcement of the laws. I am. I've always been. In fact, I had to do like a slight 180 when it comes to that SP 1070, and that is only because the more I looked at the bill, the more I could see, oh crap. They're going to use this to try to pass the Real ID bill and give this to all. In fact, when this first law was being talked about before it was passed, the Republican and Democrat congresspeople and politicians were saying, oh, well, you know, the best way to enforce this is to, have a nationalized ID to prove that people aren't illegals. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So for, you know, more, so take away your privacy for safety. Oh, I got to prove that I'm not an illegal immigrant now. And the more, and the more you look at it in the news, you see people who are not, I read an article how one person who is Puerto Rican, who is illegal, all Puerto Ricans are legal citizens of the United States, was about to be deported because, oh, we don't believe you. But if you had a national ID, we would have. Ha ha. Just start creating precedent. Start denying people, a group of people, their human rights to water and well, I don't know about electricity because no shit. They probably can't, you know, but water definitely water. I mean, they could always start a fire and shit. Look at the safety. Actually, then again, look at that. Gas. If you cut off gas, then they're going to have to start a fire rubbing sticks together, and that could cause a fire hazard. These fucking people don't get real. They don't get real. We got Krusty in the chat room. Hi, Krusty. Oh, man. So what else we got going on here? Yes, I'm allowed to talk about the Jesuits. I'll talk about the Jesuits all I want. But I know jack shit about the Jesuits. So, Moose, if you want to call in and talk about the Jesuits real quick, feel free. In fact, hey, Moose, you want to be interviewed? And come get interviewed. Paperboy. Paperboy. Okay. New LAPD team's aggressive war on illegal marijuana dispensaries. This is from CannabisCulture.com. A new Los Angeles department team is spearheading an aggressive push to shut down dispensaries that are illegal under a city ordinance that took effect 4 weeks ago. Yeah, come on, let's give people at least a month to fucking comply to the law. Or an ordinance. An ordinance. Is an ordinance the same as the law? I mean, can you get like jail time for violating an ordinance? That seems kind of stupid. Anyways, I don't know. This is a high priority for the city council and a high priority for the city attorney, so it's a high priority for us, said Captain Kevin McCarthy, head of the gang and narcotics division. The ordinance allowed dispensaries that registered with the city in 2007, when it adopted a moratorium on new pot shops, to remain open. The rest, which opened despite the ban, had to be closed by June 7th. City officials said there were more than 400 illegal dispensaries, but they thought most had since closed. Aisha Greenberg, an assistant city attorney who was overseeing the enforcement efforts, said that she believed that 20 to 30 stores still might be defying the ordinance, and it's also somewhat of a moving target, she said, because the shops opened up and then closed. Oops. Lost my place. Open up and close open up and close. We hear about places that have cut down on their hours and some places that have now turned into delivery services. So it runs the gamut of these places trying to get around the ordinance. In Eagle Rock, which emerged as the epicenter of the neighborhood activism against the pot shop explosion, most of the unauthorized outlets that once ringed the area appear to have closed. On Colorado Boulevard, the shades were drawn at ABC Caregivers, the only outlined of the letters CNC remains on the glass door in CN Collective on West Broadway. The building on York Boulevard that had been Northeast Collective had been refurbished by a hypnotist who planned to open a business. Several dispensaries, among scores that have sued the city to challenge the ordinance, hope to win a court order that would allow them to reopen. At the House of Kush on Colorado Boulevard, a printed sign said, "We are closed until further notice. Sorry for the inconvenience." So, yep. Of course, just make it harder for people to get their medicine, so that way they give up, so that way people don't give up, and they like, oh, well, you know, I can't get better, you know, make them get better, oh my goodness. Yeah. Hear we, read all about it, Jan Brewer is still a fucked up politician. Jan Brewer claims that people will die without a $1 billion tax increase. This is from the LA County Libertarian Examiner by Martin Hill. Republican Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona has been touted as a new conservative hero since signing Arizona immigration law SB 1070. GOP party members so desperate for someone to take action since the feds allow unfettered illegal immigration for years, have welcomed Brewer with a glee of giddiness unseen since the arrival of Sarah Palin. Some have even suggested she run for president in 2012. Conservatives who actually paid attention to Brewer prior to SB 1070, such as a red state blogger and CNN political analyst Eric Erickson, noted that Brewer personally lobbied most of the state's legislature to kill the bill 1070 and keep it on her desk, refusing to sign it until she realized she could use it to help her. Oh, ho, ho, ho. You see, everybody, know what I mean? You know what I mean now? Oh man, okay. Look at your chat. Well, I gotta look at your chat. Okay, I gotta look at somebody's chat. My cows. But yeah. I mean, a real conservative doesn't freaking raise taxes. Yeah. What? Oh, okay, well, there you go. As usual, a closer examination in an order before lauding praise upon the latest political hack story, a political hack, shortly before signing as the 1070 into law, Brewer accomplished her dream of billions of dollars in increased sales taxes in a particular creepy video posted on YouTube. A shrill and insistent Brewer barks that people will die, children will be abused, and education, meaning government school, would allegedly suffer in her suffer if her tax increase is not passed. Anyone who loved Arizona, she insisted, would do the hard thing and pass billions in new taxes. That sounds like a liberal thing to do. Everyone with a fucking brain knows if you want to increase revenue, if you want to get new businesses to your state, you lower taxes, you cut taxes, you make it cheaper for people to live there. You make it cheaper for people to do business there. I mean, that's what they should be doing here in New York. Instead of raising all these taxes like that blind black bastard that we got, constantly creating new taxes, new ways to screw people over. You know, cut taxes. That's why, I was listening to Sean Hannity today, and Rick Lazio, who's running for governor, was saying, hey, people are moving out of New York in droves. Rush Limbaugh said that he moved out of New York because the taxes were so high. And there's some speculation that that the reason, what's his name, LeBron James didn't come to the Knicks because he would have ended up having to pay $12 million in taxes in New York. So he went to another state where, A, he could win a championship, and B, pay less taxes. I mean, if New York was, we pay the highest taxes in the union here in New York. We get killed. That's why I'm planning on moving out of New York. I love New York. I love Brooklyn, but I can't afford to stay here anymore. I can't afford it, especially if I want to get a better apartment. You know, come on. Especially since, the taxes, they raise the taxes, so people have to raise the rents, and, that's why we got $2,000 a month rent. The least expensive that I saw was The hell just happened? I just got kicked off. Oh my goodness, they don't like me talking about taxes. I just got bumped off. What the hell kind of crap is that? They just bumped my ass off. Oh, man. Anyways, back to the article here. The New York Times, in their article, in Arizona's latest twist, voters follow GOP governor and approved tax increase, reported the sales increase, a temporary rise to 6.6 cents per good dollar for the next 3 years. It is expected to raise nearly $1 billion in the first year. Two-thirds will go to education. It won approval by 64% of voters, though only a third of eligible voters turned out. They go on to note that Brewer's coalition of politically odd bedfellows include teachers' unions and members of both parties that are Republican base was very angry, prompting Brewer to sign SB 1070. So basically, SB 1070 is Brewer's false flag. She wanted to make sure that they could get rid of that. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. But if you didn't, I'm going to let you know. I will let you know what's going on. So, oh man. Billboard linking Obama, Hitler draws complaints. Yep. So, there's a billboard created by an Iowa Tea Party group that compares President Barack Obama to Adolf Hitler and Vladimir Lenin is drawing sharp criticism even from fellow Tea Party activists who have condemned it as offensive and a waste of money. So fucking what? The North Iowa Tea Party began displaying the billboard in downtown Mason City last week. The sign shows large photographs of Obama, Nazi leader Hitler, and communist leader Lenin beneath the label Democrat Socialism, National Socialism, and Marxist Socialism. Beneath the photos is the phrase, "Radical leaders prey on the fearful and naive." The co-founder of the roughly 200-person group said the billboard was intended to send an anti-socialist message, but Bob Johnson admitted Tuesday that the message may have gotten lost amid the images of fascist and communist leaders. The purpose of the billboard was to draw attention to socialism. It seems to have been lost in the visuals, Johnson said. The pictures overwhelmed the message. The message is socialism. He said he didn't know of any plans to remove the sign, but others in the Tea Party movement criticized the sign. That was just a waste of money, time, resources, and it's not going to further our cause, said Shelby Blakely, a leader of the Tea Party Patriots, a national group. It's not going to help our cause. It's going to make people think that the Tea Party is full of a bunch of right-wing fringe people, and that's not true. Blakely also exposed the outrage of linking Obama to Hitler, the leader of the Nazi Germany, who oversaw the killing of 6 million Jews and whose invasion of neighboring countries led to World War II. When you compare Obama to Hitler, that to me does a disservice to the Jews who both survived and died in the Holocaust and to the Germans who lived under Nazi regime rule, Blakely said. John White, an Iowa coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots, said that he can understand the North Iowa group's perception that Obama is Hitler-esque, but he thinks the billboard is offensive and unproductive. White said that he plans to discuss the matter with the National Tea Party. What the hell are they going to do? Seriously, I mean, really, when it comes, I mean, what they're going to do? They're going to make him turn it down? They're going to step on his freedom of speech, their freedom of speech. I tend to agree with this, but then again, I'm all for all things offensive. I think offensive is a way of punching someone in the face with your words. I really do think that, and I do think come on, socialism. Okay, well. I do think that Obama's being Hitler-esque and Obama's being Lenin-esque. So, there is correlation to that. You can compare them easily. I don't see what the problem is. Oh, it's offensive. Really? Is it going to be offensive when everyone's in a concentration camp? Well, there you go. What we got here? What the hell is going on? I keep getting bumped off here. What the hell is going on? This is like the second time I was bumped off. I'm getting cut too. What? Am I that popular now? Am I that dangerous now? That I have to get cut now? What the hell is this shit? This is bollocks. Oh. Anyways, according to people, internet goes bananas over a bizarre jihad monkey report. According to the People's Daily in China, the Taliban in Afghanistan is training monkeys! Monkeys to use weapons to attack American troops. They're coming at us, Sarge, they're coming at us like spider monkeys. There are spider monkeys, private. The newspaper's bizarre story says the Islamic insurgents have drafted makas and baboons to be all they can be, arming them with AK-47 rifles, machine guns, trench mortars in Waziristan tribal region near the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The newspaper also says photos have widely spread by media agencies and websites across the world. So we got attack monkeys. These attack monkeys are coming fucking our shit up. Oh, man. So anyways, looks like I'm gonna go take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Kicking the crap out of the issues.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe, and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Delivery.com. For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the...
Jesus fucking Christ. What's that, eh?
For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only. In association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back. This is the Cry Shot Radio Show. We're getting some technical ass difficulties right now. They're kicking me off for some reason. Damn, you would think that they would wait until like I was like a little bit more popular, a little bit more of a threat. I guess not. Anyways, this is some sick news. A cult jam made from Princess Diana's hair. Interestingly, occult and esoteric practices have led to some of the most significant developments in cooking techniques of the past millennia. The process of distillation used to manufacture spirits was discovered by alchemists in their quest to turn base metal into gold. Since the dawn of man has struggled to unlock the secrets of eternal life, a cult jam is a small triumph over mortality. Base ingredients are preserved through their transformation into jam and enhance the powerful artifacts. A cult jam launches at a surreal house exhibition at Barbadian Art Gallery on June 24th. The jams include milk jam, which is milk sugar, Hendrix gin infused with a speck of Princess Diana's hair, absinthe and pineapple, pineapple sugar, pinot absinthe infused with sand from the Great Pyramid, plum and oak, plum sugar, Cavassier cognac infused with the wood from Nelson's ship, the Victory. Occult Gems will be available to purchase from the Barbadian Art Gallery shop. Occult Gems unites the twin surrealist concerns of occult and food. Fresh fruits is given to extend life through transformation into jam. Enhanced with alcohol and enchanted with strange artifacts, the mundane pot of jam, an icon of domesticity, becomes a surreal object. So artists claims to have made surreal condiment from royal hair. The royal hair jam from what is the maker is one of Princess Diana's hairs is up for sale at the art exhibition in London. The preserve called a cult jam is part of the surrealist art show in London's Barbadian Art Gallery that includes exhibits by Salvador Dali and Rene Market. The 5-pound jar, which costs $7.60, the jam is both art and food. You wanna eat a piece of? Where the fuck did they get Princess Diana's hair, man? They're ghouls. That's what the hell? Oh man. Just re-freaking ridiculous. Anyways, we're going to take a quick I'm having some technical difficulties. We're going to take a quick music break so that way I can see what the hell is going on with this thing here. What we're gonna play here? This is the Carpenters. No, I'm just kidding. This is Roast Beef Curtains with Fifth Bass Girl. We'll be right back. that was the roast beef curtains with my fifth base girl. Check them out, myspace.com/myfifthbasegirl. Hopefully this is better. I tried to do a little something-something here to fix it a little bit. But, that's what we got here. Next show, we're moving on. We got some more, some more stories. And some of you may have heard of Mel Gibson and the focus of a domestic violence inquiry. We got his rants. You can listen to it. Mel Gibson is the focus of domestic violence inquiry. Sheriff's Department is investigating Mel Gibson in alleged domestic violence incidents. Mel Gibson is being investigated in a possible domestic violence incident involving his ex-girlfriend earlier this year, sheriff officials said Tuesday. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department listed the actor-director as a potential suspect in an alleged attack on Russian singer Oksana Grigorieva at an undisclosed location in Malibu. The two have been involved in a nasty custody dispute over their infant daughter, the subject of a confidential court case. The incident is being investigated by the same sheriff's substation that handled Gibson's 2006 arrest on suspicion of drunken driving. The station in Angora also covers Malibu, where Gibson lives. The release states that the incident occurred on January 6th and the investigation is in a preliminary stage. A department spokesman was not immediately available to speak about the case. A phone message left for Alan Nirab, Gibson's spokesman, was not immediately returned. The Academy Award winner is no longer on probation for a drunken driving case, and his conviction has been expunged. The actor has not publicly discussed the breakup with Gregoria. The former couple had first revealed their relationship shortly after Gibson's wife, Robin, filed for divorce last April. And also, this is from the Radar Online. Mel Gibson was caught on tape spewing a vile, hate-filled, racist rant, and Radar Online has exclusively obtained the audio proof. In fact, here, let me play this for you real quick. Let me get this. Where is it? Here it is. This is where Obama. This is where basically he's saying some racist stuff, but you be the judge here. Take a listen.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You're in public, and it's a embarrassment to me. You look like a nunny. And if you get raped by a pack, it's your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs. You feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay?
So basically what he said, if you didn't understand, you look like a fucking bitch in heat, and if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. Basically talking about what she was wearing. I mean, you know, hey, how's about we open this up? If anybody wants to call in, I don't think nothing wrong about it. I think I remember talking to Krusty about it. So, Krusty, if you want to talk, come.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yes. So, people want to call in. Feel free. So, what else we got here while we're waiting for someone to call in to talk about the whole Mel Gibson thing? In fact, let's listen to it again. I mean, yeah, can I get a message if he actually says something messed up about
it? I don't work around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You're in public, and it's a embarrassment to me. You look like a nunny. And if you get raped by a pack, it's your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs. You feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay?
Well, there you go. This next one we got here. It's really fucked up. His girlfriend. That's his, like, girlfriend he was talking to. He didn't get married to her. Anyway, whistleblower, BP deducts from relief payments if fishermen refuse to aid cleanup. Any relief payment plan established in the wake of the worst environmental accident ever was bound to have its flaws. But this goes to a whole new level of wrong. According to the to documents obtained by Gulf resident Kendra Arneson, who turned whistleblower when she saw how many people were put out of work by the spill, BP will deduct money from individual payments on claims for lost income if the claimant refuses to work in assisting the spill response. Reading from the letter she'd received from BP, Armisen quoted the company's line, BP will continue its efforts to pay legitimate claims for losses incurred due to the Deepwater Horizon incident. However, federal law clearly provides for adjustments for all income resulting from the incident. All income and alternative employment or business undertaken and or potential income for alternative employment or business not undertaken but reasonably available. In other words, if you are a fisherman who was put out of work by BP and you do not elect to work in their employ, you still file a claim for losses over the Deepwater Horizon disaster, that claim will be significantly less than actual damages incurred. Arneson, a fisherman's wife and longtime Louisiana resident, has been a true pit bull of the activist since she began popping up in area media. Finally, she gained enough notoriety by her audacious claims against BP that CNN picked up her story. She was one of the first to raise hell over reports of fishermen getting sick, allegedly from the oil and dispersant fumes coming off the Gulf. Her husband is one of the thousands who opted to work for BP after the oil contaminated his usual fishing routes. She believes he was one of many who were sickened by BP's toxic vapors. BP CEO Tony Hayward tried to pass on multiple boats full of sick fishermen as food poisoning. In an amazing display of gusto, even with the possibility that she'd endanger his income by damaging the relationship with BP, Arneson showed up mad as hell to a citizens' emergency summit on June 19th. Her speech quickly gained traction in progressive media after she claimed BP directors were eager to cut costs and merely put on a show every time a politician swings through, ushering cleanup crews almost as fast as they were ushered in. Visibly disturbed by BP's consensus statement on relief payments, Arneson jeered. They summed it up in one paragraph. Billions upon billions for coastal communities. One paragraph. One paragraph? This is what they think? They're gonna clean up the toxic shit, and for the same price, they're going to pick up shrimp? Are they loony? Have they lost their minds? Am I scared? Yes, Arneson told CNN. Anything that ever starts starts with one. And if I have to be the one, then I have to be the one. The team that filmed her project Gulf Impact also recently landed an interview with Dr. Chris Panich, a marine biologist who claimed that the U.S. Coast Guard is involved in spraying Corexit oil dispersant and that the substance has made it ashore. In fact, we got the audio here. And we got the audio, and wow, it's still downloading. It's still downloading, so I'll play it after this. Any callers? No callers. Oh, damn. All right. This is another example of Big Brother, which will hopefully not make it to a grocery near you. But this is what they're planning, and this, I guess, is how they're going to start it. And they're going to use it as, oh, we're going to use it as a, you know, for safety. This is from CNN. Biometric ATM gives cash via finger vein scan. Poland's cooperative BPS Bank says it's the first in Europe to install a biometric ATM, allowing customers to withdraw cash simply with the touch of a fingertip. A digit-scanning ATM introduced in the Polish capital of Warsaw. You know what? Yeah, Polish jokes here. Runs on the latest in the finger vein technology and authentication system developed by Japanese tech giant Hitachi. The company says that an infrared light is passed through the finger to detect a unique pattern of microveins beneath the surface, which is then matched with a pre-registered profile to verify an individual's identity. You know, what's to stop someone from... So what? No PIN number then? So someone could just chop your finger off, go and wipe you out. You know, they won't need you alive. They just chop your finger off. And you know what? What you're gonna shit. The company says this is a substantially more reliable technique than using fingerprints. Peter Jones, Hitachi's head of security and solutions in Europe, told CNN. So, oh man. So, anyways, here's back to the whistleblower here, and let me see if we get. Where is it? Here it is.
I find myself parked in front of my dock at the boat harbor, and I'm looking at boats all over the harbor tied up, with their nets swinging in the wind. And I'm sitting there, Matt, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I said, just do something. Go do something right now. So I drove to the claims department. When I walked in, you see the little dude, Darryl Willis, black guy, bald head, real nice sounded. He's Louisiana, born and raised Louisiana, and BP's here to make it right. Peach polo, glasses, yeah. I walked in there shooting the commercial. And he looks at me and he says, Kendra, you're famous. And when he did, I think he realized about that quick when I said, fame is not what I seek, but I want to meet with you right now, right here, and I'm pissed. And the cameras slowly dropped down. And he said, what's the matter? I said, not right here, in the back, let's go.
Woo!
No problem, let's go, calm down. So we're walking to the back, the dude snapping the camera. I said, quit taking pictures of me. If you publish it, I'm suing you personally. We go in the back, we walk, I was pissed. And the first thing they want to do, all of them, any of them, is sit you down. He pulls down a chair, sit down right here, and then he pulls the chair up, and there's a foot and a half difference in between our knees. Now, I have to stop a minute and tell you that Darryl Willis is actually one of the most sincere people that I've met through this whole situation, believe it or not. But I was still pissed. I didn't care. So I got my notebook in front of me, and I'm going off about the scenario. I mean, I'm just losing it. And he's like, this isn't what this was set up for. This isn't how this is supposed to work. Wait, explain it to me again. I explained it to him like a dozen times. So I finally get through to him, and he finally understands what I mean. And he even tells me that I might have to go up there and explain to the big guys, since us small people need to go explain to the big guys about what I'm talking about. That was on the 8th. On the 10th, I got a call at about 5:30 in the afternoon. It's Darryl. He wants me to summarize in a letter to BP what I was talking about. So I did, and I'm going to read it. To Darryl Willis and Alan Carpenter. Now, Alan Carpenter is part of Large Claims. Darryl Willis is BP. From the Community Council for Recreational and Commercial Fishermen. Reason, vessel of opportunity payment versus claims payment. It has come to our attention that British Petroleum intends to deduct what monies it pays out to fishermen impacted by the MC-252 incident and who are now working under contract with the Vessel of Opportunity Program for monies BP has committed to pay in loss of income claims. After careful review of the VOO contract, we have discovered that nowhere in the VOO contract does it specify that parties working under said contract must be directly impacted by the MC-252 incident. I'm sorry, my throat's been killing me for days. The fact of this omission has allowed any and all persons to work under the VOO program. as evidenced on the dock and reported in the general media, many persons and boats currently working in the VOO program were in fact not at all impacted by the MC-252 incident. Many of the persons and boats working still maintain full-time jobs and businesses, and the money they receive from the VOO program is in addition to their normal income. Given these facts, to deny those persons directly affected the same right to earn over and above their normal incomes does not only constitute discrimination, but borders on criminal persecution.
Anyways, basically, she shows her outrage for BP. Like to thank everyone for listening today. Come back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Same bat time, same bat channel. We're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. And give us a listen, man. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show saying fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into what we got to say, if you don't want to do your own research and educate yourself and just keep your head hidden in the sand, then there's nothing I can do. Then fuck you, too.